You are now listening to the Garage Poppin' Family Chronicles podcast. Have a seat at the table and let's have a family discussion.
What's up, Garage Poppin' Family? This is Garage Poppin' Family Chronicles and we are your hosts. I'm Ashley.
I'm Tasia.
And I'm Alyssa. Okay, so today we are going to talk about pet peeves.
Not your dog. Little kids dancing. If it's not choreographed, I don't want to fucking see your kid dancing to his favorite song. I don't care. Little kids dancing. If they're not in a dance class doing a whole choreographed dance, I don't want to see that shit. I hate seeing little kids dance. I hate it. I hate that.
Who's going first?
Don't show me no video. Ooh, look, he love this song. Look, he be dancing the push shots. You know what? I don't care. I don't want to see it. If he's not in the class, if he's not a teacher, going 1, 2, 3, go, and then he's doing a whole dance. I do not want to see that shit. I hate it so much.
Okay, so what about a choreographed TikTok dance? Is that choreographed?
Hate all choreographed TikTok dances, grown or young.
I hate for someone to put the groceries up and take things out of a bag. Go! While I'm around. I don't like the sound of plastic bags. I don't like it. And don't keep wrinkling shit around me. Like, it makes the inside of my soul itch, hurt, and want to murder. Like, I literally see a little bit of red and I want to kill everyone. Like, that noise, like, I feel it. It's like goes inside to my soul. I hate it.
Why don't you just ask for paper?
Girl, where's she going? All this, don't like you had it no more like this. 1987, don't like had it no more. That ain't an option,
grandma. Like, what the hell? Who got brown plastic brown bags these days? No one. Okay,
just put stuff in your cart loose.
You gotta buy your own bags. Your own.
When the housekeepers come in to change the trash in the department, I literally leave because they be like. Why? Just stick it in the damn trash can, okay? You don't have to do all this.
So do your trash cans have bags in them? Or how they get in them?
My trash cans, I make sure that I buy those thin little flimsy plastic ones. The ones that stretch. Mm-hmm. They don't make that noise. But if somebody is next to me and they keep crinkling, like this one lady had a fucking honey bun at work. I'm sorry if you're watching this because I know I told you about this. But she had a fucking honey bun. And instead of taking the honey bun out and putting it on a paper towel, which is the correct thing to do, she was like peeling it down each time. I said, if you don't take that fucking honey bun out of that goddamn wrapper, I'm going to go get you a paper towel. But I'm about to knock that shit into next week if I hear that crinkle one more damn time. The fact that I put my headphones in because I was like, ooh, I'm just going to wait till she take it out, you know? Turn the music all the way up, but I was looking at her, and in my head, I could still hear it. I was like, please remove it from the wrapper. I can hear it. I can hear it right now.
All right, since we all jumping in, if you cannot sneeze a maximum of 2 times, get the fuck away from me. I hate serial sneezers.
Oh, yeah, one and done. Oh, yeah, you said 2. I guess I'll give you 2.
I mean, I'm being nice with the 2, but get that shit. I hate when you sneeze and then it takes a second and then you sneeze again. Like, what the fuck? Do you need some tissue? Get the fuck out of here. I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, especially somebody with...
You work in a hospital!
Somebody who's, I'd rather somebody to cough than to sit up here and fucking sneeze 5-6 times. That shit is so annoying. And I have to roll my window down if you're in the car with me because in the car.
You already know. Yeah, do not sneeze or cough in the car with me. I don't care if it's 5 below 0 and 1 crack will make us all freeze to death. The window's going down so that I can get the cough out and then I'm going to roll it back up.
I mean, it's going all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Right. All the way down.
Rolling it all the way down.
Right. All the way down. Please don't do that. I don't even want you to clear your throat because I feel like even if you do this, this side of your mouth is open and something flew. It might come around to my area and I've got to let it out.
That's disgusting.
That's my main one. Get your sneezes under control. Make sure you take your Allegra. Make sure you take your Claritin. I don't want to hear it. Now, if I sneeze, it's different, but don't sneeze around me.
I also hate for people to keep clearing their throat around me. Like,
that made me want to
Do you need something to drink? Like, water's free. Like, go somewhere. I don't understand.
I don't like pen clickers. I hate people that just sit there and click their pens. Something about it that makes me
a noise maker.
Yeah. What is it?
Don't let me hear you chewing your food. Like, if it sounds like macaroni in your mouth, get out of here.
What if there is macaroni in their mouth?
That's even worse because I know it's just all. I hate it. So I hate it.
You hate
also,
all people.
I don't like to hear people breathe. Like if we're all somewhere and we're like everybody's looking at their phone and I can hear you. What's wrong with you? Like, do you got a deviated septum that you need to get fixed? You need those breathe right strips? What is it?
Maybe they're just alive.
Inspiration and expiration. Okay? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know that you just lost a little bit of CO2 and gained a little oxygen. I don't want to hear it.
All right. Fully noted. Don't put your trash in the trash bag around her. Don't eat honey buns. Don't breathe.
Jesus Christ.
Food.
Don't cough. Don't you get sick. Don't you sniff. Dear God.
Sorry, I just cleared my throat. So sorry.
Right. I said it made me want to.
Yeah, but that's once. I mean a constant clearer, okay?
Well, I am drinking orange juice. It's a little thick, so.
Ew. What? Another pet peeve of mine. People really can't help it. But yes, they can. When I have to correct you with my name, because, you know, my name is Tasia. Mm-hmm. If you say it, you know, it's spelled, you know, people spell it T-A-S-I-A, but, you know, most of the people I'm around, they only see it spelled like at work. Somebody call me like, hey, Tija, I got your customer on the phone, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, hey, this is Tasia. My name's Tasia. Okay. If you get off the phone and be like, okay, here she comes, Tija. Let me put them on hold. Let me call you back right quick. Hey, my name is Tasia. Dude, I feel like you're trying to be funny because it's not hard. You saw it spelled, but I just said it. My name is Tasia. Say it correctly. I'm going to correct you every time, but we're not going to talk. My name is Tasia. I hate that you saw it written down. Got you in a tizzy. My name is Tasia. Let's say it together. Tasia. I don't play that shit at all. You know how they say black girls with my name not long, but you know, I don't play about my name. My name is Tasia. Say it correctly or don't say it at all.
You know your name was Simone at first and then
yes, Simone LaTasia. And I'm so glad you didn't do that because I be talking about people who got love at the beginning because you ain't need it.
The La was not going to be on there, but your name was literally Simone. And she was like, yeah. I was like, we can put the Tasia in there.
Who
like,
is
I
she?
Love that. Nana.
She wanted my name to be Beverly or something like that. You know, she wasn't with the times back then. Mm-mm.
I can agree with the name thing because after almost 6 years of working, they still don't know my name. They still spell my name wrong. My name has one S, not two. So they call me Alicia.
I still spell your damn name wrong. You
Alicia. My friend's name is Alicia, so they feel like, hey, Alicia. I'm like, it's not me. Oh, my bad. I thought I was. No, you don't confuse. There's no I in my name. There's no C. How the fuck do you get Alicia from Alyssa? Like, my teacher called me Alizé in fifth grade. Like, I don't.
She was an alcoholic, honey. She was an alcoholic.
That's closer than Alicia. All I'm saying is there's no H either. So I can agree with you. Get my name right. And I will go to the board and erase whatever they've added. Yeah. And they be laughing. But that shit's not funny. I don't have two S's. There's no I in my name. I've been here too long and y'all act like y'all don't know who I am.
Yeah. My senior year, I went to a school that didn't have a lot of people like me. You know what I'm saying? So they Tega, Tia, Tyja, Tiaja. I mean, like, anything you can think of. And were disrespectful with it because they were so mad. I mean, like, yes, that's why I go so hard. Yeah, that's why I go so hard, because I done been through it with my name. And I don't play that. You know who I am.
So, listen. So, I used to live in an apartment. I went back to the apartments last Saturday. I don't know if they're going to be watching this. Probably not. Anyway, so here's my pet peeve about myself, okay? So they're all, and you know, me and my cousin Malik were there, and they were like, listen, what are you doing for Memorial Day? And I was like, I'm actually off. And they were like, oh, we're going to have a big party down here at the pool. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I don't think I'm doing nothing, whatever. And they were like, it's going to be a watermelon party. Like, we're going to wear water. We're going to have watermelon bathing suits. We're going to make, like, watermelon salad. We're going to have watermelon mimosas, watermelon everything, right? Now, here's the thing. Even though watermelon is a fruit, and it is, they don't mean nothing by it, but I can't go. Because I feel like...
That's going to be your picture in the future when you famous.
You're not going to give me a watermelon ass motherfucking party. What the fuck I look like going to a watermelon party? It might as well be fried chicken. Might as well be fried chicken, motherfucking clank clanks, and goddamn watermelons. Because I'm not going. You got a boat that you want me to sit on to do? I'm not going.
What did you say when he said watermelon party?
Huh?
What did you say when he said watermelon party?
I was like, sure.
She was like, yeah, and when you come, we can call you Watermelon Drea.
She was like, look at this watermelon bathing suit I'm getting. You should get one too. I said, girl, let me tell you something. I would rather come naked than wear a motherfucking watermelon bathing suit. It's just not happening. But I didn't say nothing else. And they were just, yeah, we're going to have this. Have you ever had watermelon salad? And then I'm thinking, why you think I would have watermelon salad?
Yeah. It's watermelon salad. All I think is watermelon chunks and lettuce. And that just makes me throw up. I ate watermelon today. Mm. That's my pet peeve. People who eat watermelon.
I love it so much.
I know. Tayshia, I had to buy Tayshia her home motherfucking watermelon knife.
I taught myself how to cut up a watermelon because I didn't want to have to keep taking it to Papa's house so he can cut it up.
It's like a sugar cube. A fleshy sugar water that you can eat.
Mm-mm. Listen, but that's my pet peeve, because even though I'm sure they're not even thinking about it like I am, I'm just like, I can't even go to the party.
Ooh, I got one. Go viral on TikTok and be like, look at this. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
It is what it is. I'm sorry, but I will not be at the watermelon party.
One of my pet peeves is one of those, just taste it. No, I don't like it. I don't like it. I just told you I don't eat hot stuff. Why would I want buffalo chicken, anything? I don't like that. No.
No.
Just taste it. It ain't got nothing. No, I don't like it. I'm grown enough to know what I don't like. No, I don't want to taste it. No. No, you can't make me eat something. No, I'm getting mad just thinking about it. Just taste it. No! I don't like it.
Speaking of chicken, I hate boneless wings.
Those
are fancy nuggets. That's my pet peeve. And I don't like barbecue sauce on my chicken. That's disgusting. I don't like wet chicken.
I don't like breaded, like a whole bunch of breaded chicken. Like, some fried chicken is good, but I would rather you fry it without all that shit on there. Just drop it in there.
As far as something being breaded, I only feel like that about seafood. Like, I don't want no fried shrimp.
Neither.
I want to take the shell off. I don't want you to fry my crab leg. I want to take the shell off. Yeah, I don't like fried seafood. I think that's disgusting. I don't really like bread. And as far as you saying, like, your food being wet, I only feel like that, like, about bread. I think that's the most disgusting thing ever. I don't remember what that sandwich is called, but it's like, I can't remember, but they give it to us at our job. You got to like dip it in a... That is the most disgusting. Like, you got greens, and if you put cornbread on the same plate...
She used to get on my nerves. I used to always have two plates for her.
Put it on a napkin. napkin. Get my bread wet at the bottom, you're done.
If my food touches, if you make a plate for me and my food touches, I have a problem. So I can agree with the two.
I used to be like that, but it's only about some stuff now.
Yeah, Tasia was bad.
Anything wet though, put that in a bowl. Don't put that on my plate. I cannot with all those juices.
You know what else is a pet peeve? I don't like when people put pepper on my food.
Yeah, I know.
You hate black dots.
Jeez. I'm just saying, I hate black dots on my food. It looks like bugs. I don't understand why people don't understand. Mm-hmm. It looks like bugs. It looks disgusting. Like, don't put pepper on my food. Mm-hmm. I can't eat it. It's gross. I don't want it. Thanks. I'll starve. No thanks.
I'll die. When somebody knows that their kid is bad and they acting bad and they don't say nothing and like they just let them run around doing whatever in your space. I'm not talking about in a Walmart. I'm talking about in your space.
I'm talking about at the doctor's office.
Yeah, like and your child is stealing nickels or something, like pulling all the plants off and you just watching them. I hate that.
You know what's funny? I hate children in public places, period. Especially when they're little and their parents think they're cute and they be running around and they be like, oh, and they be looking at you and I'm like.
But you can say something. Oh my God, Mom. I didn't want to go too hard on kids because I ain't got none, but most of my pet peeves are about kids. So I try to do other ones.
I hate that though. Like when a parent wants you to see, when they think their kid is so cute and they want you to see them, mm-hmm. I just be like, move your kid. Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse you.
So maybe I hate kids under 10. Maybe, but I don't want to watch them regardless of the age. But like the older they get, like, you know, my sister's been eating, they cool now. You know, they but like the little kids, I don't like kids.
Yeah. Small kids get on my nerves, but it's like between the ages of 4 and 7 that I just hate them. Like the things that they say, I'm like, that's not funny. Like, go sit down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the thing, like,
look what I can do.
Right? Like, can you leave out of this room?
Look what I can do. Give me your wallet.
What's your mom's credit card number? You know that? Like, I just hate kids from the age of 4 to 7. It's like a really bad time, especially boys, because they're so extra. And that like, everything is fart, poop.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
I have, this might be kind of weird. I don't know. Okay, so you know, like, I'm short. You know, I'm petite. I like to think of myself as thick. Okay? I can't stand when you know, like, short people, small people be like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? I'm so small. Yeah, you know, I can't do that. You know, I'm little. You know what I'm saying? I'm girl, you're 40. You're just short. You're doing a lot. Like, being short is your personality. I can't handle it. I can't. Like, that's just, yeah. Cause you know, I'm small. I can't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that. Hey, how tall you gotta be doing that? Ha ha ha. Like, bitch.
I've never been around anybody that says some stupid shit. Like, I'll tell you this.
Don't make it.
One of my pet peeves that shouldn't be a pet peeve. You know, the nice thing to do when you get some food, you know. Okay, first of all, let me say, I hate when I get some food and people are all around you like, what's that? What you get? What's that? I don't like people around my food. And you know, nice people be like, oh, well, you want some? My pet peeve is when somebody says, yes, let me get a fork. Or like, here's my plate. Like, you're not supposed to say that you really want one. That was just like, you know, you say it just to say it. No, this is my food.
I don't even offer.
I was just going to say, you got to stop offering. Some of the nice things.
Not taking it.
I don't like when people stare at my food or be like, girl, what you got? What you get? Like, I'm like, yeah, I like y'all. We don't make the same paychecks. And, you know, we stop, relax.
First of all, the biggest pet peeve for me in that would to be actually see the fork coming toward my food. That would drive me insane. I'll just get the shit out of here. You know I ain't mean it. Like, just the fork coming down. I would hate that. Like, I can see a fork right now, a black fork from work. I hate it already. That's why I don't ask nobody. They'd be like, what you get? Food.
Speaking of food, pet peeve, group orders. Hey, yeah, I'm about to go get some Chick-fil-A. Ooh, can you give me, I can cash app you. Can you? No. Two people minimum. Maximum. Two people maximum.
One person.
Me and her.
One person maximum.
I cannot handle. I refuse. If too many people are like, oh yeah. Cause you know what I'm saying? I work close. We sit close to each other. So when we figure out what we eat for lunch, they're like, oh yeah. Yeah, I want that too. I'm gonna see some. No. I won't even eat. No. I'll eat in the car. No. I'm not ordering. No, I'm not coming in here with all y'all's food. I refuse. I hate that so much.
If there is more than one other person who wants to order, I will literally say, even if that's what I want, I'd be like, oh, I don't want that. And then I will get up and be like, oh, I gotta go do something. And I will order my food. And then I'd be like, you know what? I changed my mind when I was upstairs. And, yeah, mine came first because I didn't know if y'all had ordered or whatever. So I was like, let me just go ahead and order. I'm sorry, people at work, because I know it's two of y'all who watched this. And yes, that is what happened 2 days ago. I apologize. I just couldn't do it. And it was like five of y'all. And then this one girl was like, well, let me see. Hold on real quick. Let me run in here. First of all, I don't want to wait on 32 people. And then who's getting the money together? So now I got to go downstairs, get some cash. I'm not doing it. Everybody has DoorDash on their phone. They know that we're all at the same place, okay? They'll probably have the same person bring everybody's order, but I'm not doing it.
I've had it happen before. We've pressed it at the same time and they sent it to two different drivers and I'm like, what the fuck?
It's okay. Both of them can get $2.50.
I was just going to say, they got a tip. I'm not with that. Mm-mm.
But I know there are two people who watch this at work. And yes,
I love y'all so much. I always be getting the order wrong anyway when we do that. So don't ask me.
I remember back in the day when it was like 10 of us and we used to have to be like, what did you want? And you had to go down the freaking list and like, yours is 5. I'd be like, let me tell y'all something. If I have to do it, no one's eating. Just want y'all to know. So, but there's people who like that. And they used to go get it. They'd be like, I'll go get it. Come back with 32.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Going to get it? Definitely not.
Yeah, people used to have to go get it.
That's my own food. I'm not going to get it. No.
It was the mad days when it was like 8 of us on. Man, no. Mm-mm. Now I'm like, don't worry about it. Oh, I don't want any.
Okay, this is my last one. I'm sorry, this is my last one.
What?
Can I hit that? No.
I want Malik to watch this right now.
No, I don't. No. I feel like that's so different. That's like smoking a cigarette and be like, "Can you pass? Is this prison?" No, like you're inviting my babe. That's disgusting. No,
I feel like we've all done that to each other, but it was trying something for the first time. And be like,
I mean, like us is each other. Okay, yeah. You know,
like, can I bum a square from you? Can I? Bum
that's what I'm saying. Like it's a cigarette. No, this. No, you gonna put the no.
Let me tell you what that nigga do. Okay, I will find mine around, and then I go to smoke it, and the lights start blinking.
Girl, he didn't.
You know what that means?
He didn't.
I'm like, no, I know goddamn well. And then, or if he'd be like, let me, can I hit it? He'd be like this.
Ugh. Okay, question. Are those disposable?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like 3,500 puffs.
Oh, I feel like I would run through that in a week.
Damn.
I'd be stressed.
Look, damn.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm scared to get one of those because I feel like I would puff through it. I'm just gonna stick with mine. my juice. Okay. Y'all got any more pet peeves? I feel like Ashley was the most annoyed out of all of us. So
I hate when Malik doesn't lock the fucking front door. Like, do you want me to get raped and murdered?
Oh my God.
All right. Well,
you don't even talk about no. Why is it that I have to tell this nigga all the time, lock the front fucking door? So now I got an app. So I'll be in the room and I can see. Is the front door locked? It's not. Because I don't want to die. Okay? I don't want to die.
All right, well. We'll see y'all next week. As we discuss a brand new topic at the table with the family for the new and the whoop and the whoop de whoop.
I'm going to go meditate, guys, okay? Because that brought out a lot of anger. I feel anger.
Bye.
Put your plastic bags up. All right, bye.